Over 200 years ago, in the days before we had all the modern farming equipment, all the tractors and things we have now, a hymn was written to celebrate the harvest. We're going to sing it as our last hymn later. Still very well known today. It starts with the words, "We plough the fields and scatter." What can we tell from those words? How do you think the seed was sown back then before they had all the modern farming equipment? Can anyone guess how the farmers used to sow the field in the olden days? Anyone? Yeah, they had to have all the seed in their hand or in a bowl, just sort of do like this. I mean, lots of things, even in my lifetime, you see all these wonderful, lovely wound up things of hay now, don't you, all round in plastic. When I was younger, I remember it was just like old hay bales with all bits sticking out, wasn't it? They'd improved the way they farm all the time. So the words suggest that the seed was sown by hand after the field had been ploughed by the horse-drawn plough. And when all the seed had grown and the time came for the harvest, the same horses would pull the cutter or the reaper over back again, ready for the crops to be gathered in. So the way that people grow food for us in the last 200 years has changed an awful lot. But what's the next line of the hymn? Can anyone remember? It's, "We plough the fields and scatter the good seed on the land." What's the next line? Can anyone, maybe some of the people at the back may have to help with this. That's right, it's Glenys, yeah, got it. "But it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand." Well, even though all the farming methods has changed, that hasn't changed. That still happens. It's still fed and watered by God's almighty hand. Once the seed's been sown by the farmers, we rely on God for the sun, the rain, and for all the goodness in the soil. In fact, anything that God gives us to help with creation, we rely on all these things for our food. It's obvious to see fruit and vegetables have come for the earth. Sometimes when you get something weird in a packet or a tin, it doesn't seem very natural. But if you look back, it has all originally been natural and come back from the earth. And so we eat every day, don't we? We take all these things for granted, don't we, that we'll have dinner, something for our breakfast, perhaps a cereal that's been grown in a field. We can take these things for granted, can't we? Because they're always there every day. But some of the things we have to eat, some of our food, is pretty amazing, pretty remarkable. Can anyone down the front tell me what this is? Does anyone know? Sweet corn, well done. I didn't know if you'd get that. So you can see now, can't you? You can see the sweet corn. Inside, all the little bits of sweet corn. So who likes sweet corn? It's quite nice, isn't it? Lots of people like sweet corn. I like it with tuna and mayonnaise in a sandwich. That's my favourite way of eating sweet corn. It's called corn on the cob when it's like this, isn't it? And some people call it maize as well. But this is a really amazing plant. I don't know if any of you know how this plant works. It's really clever. One of these seeds produces a stalk on which two of these grow. You may have seen them growing. Sometimes when you drive along motorways and that, you see fields of it as you're going along. Now each one of these, all these little yellow seeds or kernels, on each cob, on each one of these, there's 400 to 600 of these on each cob. So I'm just going to get a bit technical with maths now. So if you're not very good at maths like me, I apologise if I make your head hurt. So that means in one generation, so in one lot of sweet corn, one crop, this can multiply itself 1,000 times. Isn't that amazing? Really good. That means if you replanted each one of these seeds, and then each plant grew up with two of these on it, with an average of 500, you would get 1 million of these little yellow things. That'd be 1,000 times 1,000. 1 million little things or pieces of sweet corn from just 2 generations of sweet corn. Isn't that great? But it doesn't just end there about how amazing this plant is. It's self-pollinating. It's both male and female flowers on each stalk. And each of these seeds, see all these silky, funny silky bits here? It pollinates itself with all these silky bits. So that's how it grows into new sweet corn. That's really clever, isn't it? God's really wonderful that he's given us all these amazing things. So next time you have a tin of sweet corn, you may remember this and think how it's grown from this wonderful plant. It's used to feed both humans and animals eat it too. And if you were to go to Tesco's or Sainsbury's or anywhere else where you buy your food, and you looked at all the ingredients of all the things in the supermarket, in the average supermarket there's around 3,000 things that contain sweet corn or things made from it, or things made from corn. There are hundreds of other uses for it too. It can be used in bioplastics, biofuel, adhesives, that's glue, antibiotics, that's medicine, and many more. It's just one example of how God has blessed us and given us a wonderful world to live in. So this maize is pretty amazing, I'd say. And I'm sure if we were to look into all the details of lots of other foods, we'd find an equally fascinating story. So God has shared with us all these wonderful gifts in creation. And it's up to us, as it said in our reading, God loves a cheerful giver. So it's up to us to share when we've got too much to share, like we have this morning, with people, and to share with other people, not just our things. Sometimes we can share our time, can't we, to help other people. So that's what I want to say to you this morning. Please remember all the wonderful things God's given us, but when we've got more than we need to share it with other people.